Welcome to, sorry Zach, I like taking from you, the DFS Hand Building Podcast with the Plumster. Today we're getting into some more NBA. It's a pretty busy day in the NBA on President's Day. Trade deadline's coming up. We had an Andre Drummond conversation. Now we're gonna have a Blake Griffin conversation. Maybe they'll trade them for each other, and it'll be just as terrible as how they got traded to where they are now currently. But what we're going to do is we're just going to talk about DFS for the Pistons and what that means, either buying out or trading Mr. Blake Griffin. Because as bad as Blake Griffin is as an NBA player anymore, he has still been a usage machine, sort of, in Detroit, and is doing quite a bit statistically. So those numbers are going to need to be filled. Those minutes are need to be filled. And I don't know how much more Jeremy Grant can actually do. So what we're going to do is we're just going to go through what may happen in the future for DFS. The Pistons do not play today. They played yesterday and beat the Pelicans, which is just a whole other thing. I don't know what's going on there. I think something needs to be changed in New Orleans. I don't know if it's Van Gundy. I don't know what it is. But Zion and Ingram are beasts. I don't know if it's Eric Bledsoe. I think everywhere Eric Bledsoe goes, he just ruins the culture. It just seems that way. I remember years ago they wanted him to come to the Cavs with LeBron, and I didn't even like him back then. This was before the whole Milwaukee deal went down, but it might be Eric Bledsoe. But either way, this is a Detroit Pistons DFS podcast based on what happens with Mr. Blake Griffin. So what's going to happen, I would assume, if he doesn't play the rest of the season for the Detroit Pistons, we will be seeing a bunch of Joshua Jackson, former first-round bust out of Kansas. He's been playing well, actually, this year. I don't know about well, but when you get the many minutes and you get that much usage, you're going to put up numbers. But his price is still in that mid to high 5K range. He's playable for now until that price spikes. We're going to talk Sadiq Bey. He's still cheap in the low 4Ks. He's going to be one of those guys that he'll have a stinker game. He's not a big peripheral guy yet. Can't shoot it that well. But if he stays cheap, he's going to get the minutes. He might be out there. Wayne Ellington, he's going to start, but I don't think you want to play much Wayne Ellington. Reminds me a lot of Reggie Bullock. I don't know if it's because they both played for the Knicks, but that's just who he reminds me of. Another guy I hate playing. He's probably cheaper than Reggie Bullock, but still not a fan. Probably won't play much of him. Delon Wright is going to be in play. He's probably going to get into that 7K range soon. If he's going to be playing the main point with no Derrick Rose, no Blake Griffin. Delon Wright's going to be squarely in play a lot. Mason Plumlee, as long as he stays healthy, in good matchups, say against the Bulls, the Hornets, Brooklyn, anybody that has a bad center, Miles Plumlee, as long as he stays around that 6K price range, is going to be in play, because he does do a lot more than just score and rebound. He gets assists, blocks, some steals. He will be in play quite often as long as his price tag. I would say once it gets over 6,500, Mason Plumlee will be kind of priced out. Another guy that we might have to consider here is the Jeremy Grant. I mean, Jesus, this guy. Jeremy Grant has come to Detroit and shown the world what he can do on a basketball court. I don't hate it. The kid is talented. He's going to probably start getting priced up. He's 7,500 range right now. He's been over 8K. He came back down for some reason. His numbers didn't go down. His price just went down. With no Blake Griffin, a couple games in, he'll start balling out. I would just prefer to play a guy on a bad team that's going to score points. So, Jeremy Grant, I love it. I'm going to keep playing him. I've played him all year. Honestly, I wish I played him more. I mean, as much as I played him, now I'm really going to want to play him. I just hope to God he doesn't get so priced up that he's unplayable in the 9 to 9,500K range. But this Pistons team's going to be very interesting. They are the second worst team in the East. I'm not looking at the standings right now, I believe. So they have really nothing to play for. They spent their money kind of silly this offseason, other than maybe Jeremy Grant. Jeremy Grant actually got the same offer from Denver. He just wanted to go somewhere, not to lose, but to show that he is a premier talent, premier scorer in the league. And he's kind of proven that. He just hasn't brought winning with it, unfortunately for him. But I don't know if that's all his fault. He's really shown me a lot talent-wise. I like Jeremy Grant. This Piston team's going to be bad for a while. Like the Cavs. It's funny, the teams that are having these Drummond overpriced salary players issues are all terrible. And they've all made terrible financial decisions, terrible trades, and it's costing them. But DFS-wise, we need to take advantage when we can and jump off when it's time to. And for right now, I think it's time to jump on the Pistons while the prices are still within reason. It usually takes DK a little while to price these guys up after things like this happen. Especially if a slate has already been put out, then it just kind of ruins the slate because you got a guy. Unless you want, okay, I didn't want to talk about him. You want to talk about him, Isaiah Stewart. He's more of a center. I don't know if he can really play with Plumlee, but he's cost me on a couple slates. But he will play more. Isaiah Stewart will play more. Not a huge Isaiah Stewart guy. I don't think he's that good. But if he's going to play, I don't know, mid-20s minutes, then be between 3,500 and 4K, he's in play. I wish he has power forward eligibility. If he gets that, then you can put him in four or five spots. I would much more enjoy that than just a pure center because it's so hard to just truly punt center. And then if you look at the blue site, FanDuel, I mean, it might take them by the end of the season to price these guys up the way they react to stuff. I don't play much FanDuel at all. But on DK, we're going to be looking at Pistons. We're going to be looking at some Cavs as this news breaks. Trade deadline's coming up. I think a lot of this is going to be coming out here soon. We've seen the Derrick Rose move. I don't think that does anything for the Knicks except maybe hurt them, playing them in every way, shape, and form except maybe Julius Randle. But Derrick Rose takes away from RJ Barrett. Derrick Rose takes away from Elf. Derrick Rose takes a lot away from Alec Burks. He basically took the Alec Burks. Why can't they just name him Alex? Alec Burks role away from Alec Burks. So, I don't know. These trades are going to be massive. Josh Omen's going to have a lot of fun in his process videos once the trade deadline comes, changing all this stuff in and out. Because with the 10-team playoff, basically now, a lot of teams that used to just sell off are really going to either want to buy, hold on. It is going to be a different kind of trade deadline with basically four more potential playoff teams in total between the two conferences. So a team like the Pelicans, a team like, I don't know, the Cavs, Pistons, the Magic, these teams in that right on the borderline of the 10 seed to the 8 seed to the 12 seed are going to be super, super either aggressive, conservative, different than we've ever seen it before. So keep your eye on that. I'll try to keep, as I see news break, try to keep putting out little videos like this to kind of highlight how it may affect DFS for us, because that's really, in the grand scheme of things, all that matters to me anymore, because, you know, as long as LeBron's not in Cleveland, it's not NBA basketball is more of a root for stats game for me than root for a certain team. I'll still watch Cavs. I just know the outcome of the game, and it's like I'm just looking for numbers from these boys, you know what I mean? And following box scores and tickers and seeing all that stuff. So I'm following Twitter and seeing all the different plays and awesomos and these guys that have all the information we want for to win some cash in DFS, because that is the key to the NBA. Not as easy as it once was. It's still a fun game to play, though, and we're going to roll it out. We'll follow these Pistons closely. Play them while you can before they get priced up. And keep playing Jeremy Grant. This is only going to help Jeremy Grant more than if this dude has like a 30% usage rate already, it's only going to get up from here with no Blake for the rest of the season. So keep it moving. Follow me on Twitter at Killabrew, like Harmon, 27. And then, just keep looking out for the pod, man. I keep posting it up there on Spotify and Anchor and putting it out on the Twittergram machine and rolling it from there. So, all right. See you.